Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation were applicable. I teach here to mice, Peter and Bob. Ubiquitous audience, one and all. Continue to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Many of you are. We appreciate that. We do these shows now in our 6th year. Each and every day, 3 daily versions, audio versions. I'm blessed that I'm on most platforms where you would hear any podcast show audio-wise. And then I do this YouTube version daily that I just completed and for today's episode. And my handle there is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Please like us. Share us, thumbs up, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. Same premise here in the listening audience. Always interchange and partake in our active polls daily at our message board here at the shows. Also encompassing new guests, existing guests, repeat guests for my in-studio tapings on these daily shows over many platforms, encompassing many subjects, always including food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today, we'll be here for about 35, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. And after a momentarily here, 10-second break, we'll segue right in and start to talk about revisiting some of the archival shows that we've talked about in these categories, music, meditation, and how you can become mentally stronger by listening to music while meditating. And we're going to be highlighting using the Shaolin flute as the instrument of choice in my meditation on my overnight session as I'm taping this episode for y'all. We'll be back in 10 seconds and we'll start in with the Shaolin, Shaolin flute. We'll be talking a lot about Mandarin culture, Japanese culture, meditation, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Get this show on the road. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, nice deep calming breath. Welcome back to the show. And let's indeed dig in to today's episode. Taking a look at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. I'm still your host, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us again today. We're going to dive into the powerful world of music and meditation, which is proven to be a potent combination for unlocking mental strength and finding our inner peace, something we talk about a lot at our weekly coherence meetings guided by Sepley Brzezinski at freedomsnap.org each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I continue to be an audience member there. I'm there for my own edification, knowledge, therapy. Some 9 months since the inception of Seth, Greg, and all the folks at Gaia, community. Check it out. We'll talk more about that at the close of today's show. But if you ever feel like your life's got you in a whirlwind, which we talk about, the vortex of life, old foibles, old conditioning, old mindsets, brainwashing, thoughts swirling around, anxieties bubbling up, stress always taking its toll as you allow it to do so. We've all been there, of the human persuasion, because we've been conditioned to feel that way. We're here to break those foibles, reintroduce everybody together to the innate trait that we've always had for mind, the body, and the soul. The body will and can heal itself within you and without you. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, a hidden doorway to a calmer, more centered you, and it's right under your nose, or should I say, in your ears? Music. You pick the genre. Here, I'm gonna isolate not just any music, mind you. We're talking about music that whispers to your soul, helps soothe your anxieties, and guide you inward, within you, and without you, to radiate the neurofiber highway, getting in tune to the straight and narrow, not only the Who's great song, but with our organs, the vibrational neurofiber highway. My capacity is still the porcelain junction box forever. Not just any music, we're talking about music that whispers to your soul. Here, Shaolin, S-H-A-O-L-I-N, flute. Talked about it in either yesterday's show or the last handful of these daily shows, plus my blogs and social media. For centuries, this ancient instrument has been used by the Shaolin monks to deepen their meditation practices, cultivate focus, and find inner strength through its gentle tones, like the wind through bamboo, which have the power to quiet the mind, releasing tension and stress, and feeling you more centered, allowing you to feel more centered and serene, calm, with repose. Grab your favorite comfy spot, close your eyes, and let's embark on a journey together. In the first part of today's show, right here, right now, we're going to delve into the science behind music and meditation, uncovering how sound waves actually impact our brain waves and our nervous system. We'll then explore the unique qualities of this Shaolin fruit and how it can be used as a powerful tool for unlocking inner harmony. The science of sound and its impact on mental well-being. The history of symbolism of the Shaolin fruit. Tips and techniques for incorporating music into your meditation practices. More on that in more depth over and above this show at my Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Sober Streakers, Good for All Kids, from 1 to 92, where we talk everything about physical health, workouts, nutrition, well-being, predominantly for the lion's share of my audience. We Sober Streakers, but Good for All Kids, 1 to 92. Which I'm also blessed to have in my listening audience, and Gen Zers, Millennials, all the way up through, and many guests on my shows last year and upcoming episodes in the 5 previous years that have covered the expanse of Gen Z all the way up to Will Cronies. So real life examples of how music has helped people find inner strength and overcome challenges. Remember, please, true ease comes from being at ease with yourself. And music has always been a bridge for myself. That beautiful language of the soul can be a bridge to the inner sanctuary. So let's get ready to unlock our inner strength through the magic of music and meditation. We'll take a 10-second break and come back with part two, focusing on guided meditation here with Shaolin flute music and offering practical tips to enhance your meditation. And always looking for your interchange at the message board on what you do, how you do it, what's your favorite Asimer music. There's multitudes of questions. I'll be asking a specific one in today's episode again on our daily polls, so please do chime in. We'll take a 10-second break. Deep, calming breath. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Nice, deep, calming breath. Let's segue in here. We're following on guided meditation with Shaolin flute music in today's episode. Hold on to your headbands because we're about to go deep like bamboo roots deep. We've dipped our toes into the cool waters of music and meditation, but now it's time to literally cannonball into the serene ocean of the Shaolin flute, ready for a mind-body-soul tidal wave of inner strength and peace. Imagine this, you're nestled in your favorite meditation nook, your eyes are closed, your breath is gentle. Suddenly, the air shimmers with the whisper of wind through bamboo. It's the Shaolin flute weaving its magic, painting landscapes of tranquility on the canvas of your mind, each note resonating through your being, washing away your tension, your anxieties, your doubts. Poof, gone. Like snowflakes in the summer. This isn't just some feel-good fairy tale. Science backs the power of music and meditation, especially with the conductor, in this instance, being the Shaolin flute. Research shows that these gentle melodies slow down brainwaves, shifting you from a frenetic monkey mind, if you will. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, blah, 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 oh my God, to a state of calm, focus present. Trigger the release of feel-good chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin, leaving you feeling blissful and connected. You can reduce stress hormones like cortisol, the nasty little gremlin that loves to wreak havoc on our health, with a lot of help being fanned that way over decades, through conditioning, mindsets, BS and otherwise. So the Shaolin flute and its centuries-old lineage in Eastern meditative practices isn't just good-looking, though the instrument is very sleek, bamboo curves, a fascinating instrument, being totally non-musician, by the way, just having an appreciation for. It's specifically designed to guide your mind inward. It's low, penetrating tones, mimicking the natural rhythms of the earth, reminding you of your own steady, resilient core. No one's taking anybody's word for it. Let's dive deep into the data and check out these resources to fuel your inner fire. All neutrality, public knowledge, World Wide Web, as of today, January 19th at this time, well, 18th, I'm sorry, at this time of taping, quotation fingers, in studio, off camera, the neuroscience of music and meditation, how sound shapes our minds, by Psychology Today, an info chart, the healing power of music, a visual guide by Harvard Health Publishing, YouTube's many Shaolin flute meditation music for deep relaxation by Peaceful Mind Meditation. Ready to experience the magic for yourself? Try these meditation chips and tips with Shaolin flute, Asimer music, or interject your favorite instrument, music genre. Here, we're talking about Shaolin flute. Start with short sessions, even 5 minutes can make a difference. Find that quiet, comfortable space, dim the lights. If you need to, light some candles, create your sanctuary, whatever works for you. It's your meditation session. You don't have to follow any status quo. be yourself. Get in tune with your body. For sure, take the advice that you're hearing, but we are all individual star seeds. Allow yourself to be such. Focus on your breath. Listen to your inhales and your exhales, syncing them with the flute's rhythm. Let go of expectations. Just be present. Observe your thoughts without any judgment. Don't worry about playing the flute yourself. Plenty of beautiful recordings are available online. My earlier point of not being a musician, I love music, all genres, and most assuredly an appreciation for this fascinating instrument. Consistency is key. Even a few minutes of Shaolin flute meditation each day can become your powerful armor against life's challenges. So embrace the music, embrace the stillness, embrace your inner strength. Let the Shaolin flute be your guide, your teacher, your secret weapon on the path to inner peace. Let's take a deep, calming breath. Maybe two. And we'll come back with part two, envisioning the tapestry of holographs when meditating. Today, envisioning a Shaolin monk actually playing the Shaolin flute, and more references to Mandarin cultural influence in tandem with the Japanese influence itself. Envisioning the tapestry of holographs when meditating. We'll take a deep, calming breath and 10-second break, and we'll come right back and expand upon that. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. Thanks for doing so. This will be the final segment for today. We'll go for as long or as short as it takes. We should be able to wrap it up in probably another 15 minutes. Here we go. So, Mandarin tapestry. Instead of a static scene, envision a dynamic tapestry of holographs influenced by Mandarin culture. Picture ancient temples nested amidst misty mountains, cherry blossoms dancing in the breeze, and graceful cranes soaring overhead. Quickly, I'll highlight more about that in my magnetic memory methods at one of my other shows, where I'll actually do a virtual interview based on memory palaces and techniques to talk more about this subject with a virtual guest from the past. Getting into the histrionics of all of these subjects, stay tuned for that at one of my other aforementioned audio shows a little bit later at taping today. Here, H-E-R-E, and then please do hear, H-E-A-R, the gentle gurgling of koi ponds and the rhythmic clanging of temple bells, merging with the flute's melody. Smell the delicate fragrance of jasmine and lotus, and taste the subtle sweetness of rice wine if it aligns with your meditation practice. And myself, I don't encourage alcohol for the obvious reasons. There's many that can imbibe safely, sociably, subjects for another time. Shaolin harmony. Suddenly, a Shaolin monk materializes within the tapestry. His or her, his in this case, serene face radiating inner peace. Most monks are he's, Shaolin, clad in saffron robes. He gracefully raises the Shaolin flute to his lips. Witness the intricate finger movements as he breathes life into the instrument, each note harmonizing with the holographs, which I try to do when I meditate, and I've talked about that. I'm pretty good at it. Feeling the resonance in your bones and the connection between your breath and the monk's playing. merging cultures. As the melody progresses, Japanese influences subtly blend in. Samurai warriors emerge from bamboo forests, their stoic expressions mirroring the monk's tranquility. Haiku, H-A-I-K-U, poetry, whispers on the wind, and delicate bonsai trees adorn the mountain slopes. Quick interjection, all of those adjectives, nouns, adverbs, verbs, all subjects that we've talked about individually, archivally, segueing up into today's show and moving forward. The cultural fusion highlights the universality of seeking inner peace, transcending the national borders, and finding common ground in the language of meditation and music. Now, if you will, and I'll highlight more about the holographs at the other show, they're starting to fade, merging back into the shimmering portal. We return to our physical space, yet carrying the echoes of the monk's music and the tranquility of the mountain landscapes within you. End the meditation feeling grounded, centered, and infused with the wisdom of ancient cultures. As we start to segue out for today's episode, these are just examples, jumping off points. Feel free, and I encourage you, we encourage you to do that. Personalize the experience with your own imagery, cultural references, interpretations. The key, with all due respect, is let the music and your imagination guide you, whatever genre, instrument, music, ashmer, and not just the creepy, crackly stuff on the back of the neck. We talk about that too, as in that form of ashmer music. Enrich your meditation journey. I hope this sparks your creativity. And take a deep, calming breath and start to phase out probably another 5 to 10 minutes here. Heart-brain harmony, the ultimate symphony. So we've journaled through in this episode, trying to envision bamboo forests and dancing, for me, via holographs. But the true magic lies within its time on how we orchestrate the ultimate symphony that I've talked about many times archivally, warming up in the pit of an orchestra, the cacophony and the harmony of the music. That's the harmony of your heart and brain. One more time, imagine this. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. The Shaolin flute's melody fades out here, replaced by a gentle hum, a soft pulsating that resonates with your every beat. This, my friends, is the rhythm of coherence, the beautiful music of your heart and brain playing in perfect unison. ASMR, ASMR, whispers joining the symphony, soothing sounds of flowering and flowing water, crackling fire, and rustling leaves. These sensory triggers you formulate your own will gently stimulate your vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S nerve, which we've talked about many times in the Human Body book, Heart-Brain Coherence Guided Meetings each and every week. The conductor of your inner orchestra. As it awakens your heart and brain, they'll begin to dance together, their rhythms interlocking and their energies aligning. The state of the heart-brain coherence is more than just meditation. It's a superpower. Studies show it reduces stress, boosts immunity, and unlocks a wellspring of creativity and inner peace. If you want to experience this symphony for yourself, join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomsnap.org for a guided heart-brain coherence meditation center and session led by Seth Leif Brzezinski. We'll weave the magic here of the Shaolin flute, ASMR, and gentle guidance to help you unlock the harmony within. Imagine a community of fellow seekers resonating together, creating a ripple effect of peace that expands into the world. So come, friends, raise your virtual tuning forks and join the Chorus of Coherence at freedomsnap.org each and every Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Let's harmonize our hearts and brains one Tuesday at a time and together compose a symphony of inner peace that echoes through eternity. May your Tuesday evenings and all evenings and days be filled with the music of hearts in harmony, and may your inner symphony forever serenade the world. Gonna say bye-bye for today, phasing out. We're members of large intuitive groups, also changing old mindsets. Please do join us. Again, the message resonates by paying it forward. Everybody knows somebody in discomfort, agony, up against it, anxiety, the world as it burns moving forward presently. All wild animals being driven out of their natural habitat. Domesticated animals, there are people, plants on this planet. Hopefully you continue to perceive this as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, putting you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, lawyers, meditators, yoga personnel, tai chi instructors. We cover food from the mind, the body, and the soul. We have many upcoming guests, repeat guests. I'll highlight all of that on one of my other shows. For today, continue paying it forward. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.